Thanks for calling customer service. How can I help you?
Hi, can you tell me what kind of a company you are? Because I have a charge on my account for $59.89 that you tried to take from me. And I was alerted last night that it might be fraud. And so I've canceled my card and I don't even know who you guys are. I just opened up my laptop again and I see that the charge was refunded to me. So who are you? What do you make?
Man, we're a third-party call center.
So it probably was fraud. Somebody tried to take 50. Why 59.89? All right. I just thought I'd call and see if I could make clarity of it because it's such a hassle to have to cancel the card. So you just answer the phone for whatever company they tell you to?
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. So you have no idea what type of company Adamantine is, what they produce? The company is Adamantine. Is that one of the companies that you answer phones for?
Man, we answer phones for many companies. So we are basically a call center, more like customer service. So if anyone need hit with anything or try to figure something out or cancel anything, that's what we're here for.
I see. Well, I don't know what company Adamantine is, and I was alerted by my phone last night that fraud alert, this company is trying to make a purchase of $59 should we let it go through. So I don't know who they are. I don't know, or I haven't bought anything for that amount yesterday. So I had to cancel my whole card. So if you can't put any light on it, then I think you might be answering phone calls for a fraudulent company.
No, ma'am. Do you have a zip code so I can look up and see what you're talking about? Okay, can you verify the zip code for me?
Sure, 94960.
94960. Okay.
North of San Francisco.
May I have your first and last name?
Sure, Jill or Jillian. Last name is Raj, R-A-J.
Okay. So basically, the reason why you were being charged $59.89 because you entered a contest to win a Bites Hub.
I never placed the order. Like I started to put in my credit card, and I thought, I don't really know about this company. Because it was supposed to be free. If I answered three or four questions, I would get a free vacuum cleaner.
Okay. So basically, what it doing is you pay for the shipping and handling, and then see what it did. The reason why it charged you $59.89 because you did not call in to cancel the account, and so what it did, it charged you the full price of that product, which was $59.89.
But I never pressed the submit button. I put in my credit card, and before
it's,
I hit that's
submit, what it's, I that's what happened. When you put in your credit card, it automatically went through.
It shouldn't do that, should it, unless I hit submit. That's wrong. I'm glad that you don't get the money, and I'm sorry for me that I had to go through the hassle, but that's sneaky, and I never gave anybody permission to take $59 out of my checking account, and I never
did.
We didn't take
it out of your account. You tried to.
No,
man,
you
we did.
Tried to. Right here
no, man.
In my account, $59.89, and if Wells Fargo had not alerted me, it would have gone through. So that's fraudulent. It's fraud, and you won't get the money. And, if I were you, I'd look for another job. You're working for fraudulent scam.
Ma'am, I'm sorry that you see that.